This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
So I have to be honest with the audience. Rico and I were down a rabbit hole of Diddy before the show, and it's taking a lot for us to recenter.
Because I'm like, hey, do you want to just start the show off with this?
Nope.
Like, in a perfect world, we could.
In a perfect world, yes. But the world is clearly imperfect. We are going to focus, and we're gonna get ourselves where we need to be.
Yeah.
Because that was disturbing. So listen.
Yeah.
We're leaving it there. We're going to talk about the Tigers to start. We are going to talk college football as well. But yesterday, I think we got everybody aligned, right? Kenny was a bit of a holdout, Rico. Some people were like, well, I need to see a little more. Tigers are a mortal lock. The Minnesota Twins should be contracted. You're making the playoffs. So let's just leave it in the rearview mirror. What I want to do is, how far can this team take it? Now, the easiest thing to do is to be on the periphery of the discussion, and you'll say, oh, they'll get waxed, or oh, they're winning the whole thing. The truth is going to lie in the middle, and I want to know, now that people realize their team is going to get in, and it's the second time in the history of Major League Baseball a team will have done what the Tigers are doing. Okay, how far can they take it? Because the tenets for a playoff run are there. It's great pitching. They don't have a weakness. Mm-hmm. They also don't have starters. They just have things. They have people who throw baseballs at different speeds and at different parts of the game, and it doesn't matter who they have. They're all good. Mm-hmm. Now, yes, do you have a guy that in a game 7, a game 5, or a game 3, whatever you want to call it, you'd want to hand the ball to? Yes, you have Tarik Skubal. All right, that's one. Do you have a bullpen? Yeah, you have the best one in baseball. All right. You got a demon of a pitching coach and a manager who are pulling the right levers at the right time. Are you a good fielding team? Yes. You have a couple spectacular fielders in Sweeney and Parker Meadows. It makes up for a couple of subpar guys. Overall, good fielding team. All right. Do you at least have timely hitting? Yes.
Yeah.
And whether it's Parker Meadows down 3-0 with 2 outs, grand slam to win the San Diego game, or whether it's a 2-out double yesterday from Wensiel Perez, the only meaningful at bat of the day, the timely hitting is there, right? So you have timely hitting. You have the hammer at the top of the rotation. You have the bullpen that you can do openers, closers, whatever you like. And defensively, you've got a couple signature players that are able to make these plays. I want to know how far you believe they can take it. I will give you my answer, but I'm going to wait to do it. I want to hear from you, and I want to hear from Kenny, and I want the people involved. Because once you start to recognize that you're getting in, you need to have a conversation about what you're going to do when you get there. So 248-539-9797. And Rico, I just want to make one assumption and factor it into your decision. You're not going to need Skubal Sunday.
Correct.
Meaning he will open game 1 of a playoff series.
Yeah, that's the assumption that I'm going under.
Okay, so not a bad one by me?
No.
All right, that's you bat leadoff. I want to hear how far you believe they can take it.
Mike, I think this team can definitely win the first round. Three-game series, because you're going to start off with Scooble. I think Scooble will go out there and get you a 1-0 type of game, 2-1, similar to what you saw yesterday. Now you're up. You put the pressure on whether it's going to be the Orioles or the Astros. You're going to put the pressure on them to have to win 2 in a row. They're going to have to go full BOGO. I don't think that they can. I think they get to the next series. I think they can win that series as well.
Over who, though? See, I need you to tell me, all right, can they beat the Houston Astros in a 5-game set?
Yes.
Okay. Can they beat the Baltimore Orioles?
Yes.
Can they beat the Cleveland Guardians?
I think, yeah, they can beat the Cleveland Guardians.
Can they beat the New York Yankees?
That's the only team I don't think they can beat. That's the only team that I have them, because I have them in the AL championship round against the Yankees and losing that series. So, yes. Now, if they play the Yankees in the second round, I have them losing to the Yankees. I think that's the only team that I think the voodoo, it will end.
Okay. Rico says ABY, anyone but Yankees. Kenny Cott, even though you're a spineless jellyfish, even you recognize you're making the playoffs. How far can they take it?
So I think they can definitely beat the Astros. I'm also operating under the assumption that we have Scooble for game one of that.
Yes, I think that's a totally fair and plausible assumption. You're not going to need Sunday.
Right. So once you, then you have the Guardians. And that to me is a bit more of a coin flip. Can you win that? Sure, you can win that. So I'll say yes, they can win that series. I'm with Rico. I think once they get to the ALCS, having them probably face the Yankees, I think that's where I tap out. I think that in that kind of a series, that's where I tap out.
Kenny, well, because here's what would have to happen. Let's just say they played the Yankees in the ALCS. You would have had to somehow be able to manipulate it that Scooble can go 1-4-7 if you need to. So, like, he couldn't be the guy that got you the game-clinching one in the round before. Like, you needed somebody else to help and step up. If you could set it up that way, I think they could take it 7 games. But it's got to fall perfectly in order for that to happen.
And also know that the further you get into this playoff run, you're not the only team with good pitching anymore. And your bats have been very hot and cold this season. Let's put it in a polite way. So I think once you get further into this thing, you play the Yankees, I think I'm done there.
248-539-9797. So I want to know what we're doing here. And I just want to understand how far you think you can take it. And it's important because, guys, you're in. Now, my answer is slightly different than Rico and Kenny's. I think this team is capable, as long as they continue to play cosmically well, do whatever you want. I mean, if they're going to play at a 750 clip over 7 weeks, you can beat anybody. But I think there's two teams. And I think the team people are sleeping on and the team I don't think you want is the Orioles. And I'll tell you why. You're going to face a different version of the Orioles than the one you faced.
You know what? I totally forgot about that. You're right. Finish.
Grayson Rodriguez is back. He's their second best pitcher. Jordan Westberg, who was an all-star caliber third baseman, is back. He broke his hand. Urias is back. Ryan Mountcastle is back. None of these guys were playing when you played him. I think that gives me a little pause with the O's. Now, you may avoid them. You may avoid them. And I'm with Rico on the Yankees. That as much as I slander my own team, realistically, the teams you have been playing primarily are not good offensively. They're just not. That's not a shot. You still have to win the games. But an Oriole, you know, the Orioles missing 3 critical bats. That's not the Orioles. You know, the playing the White Sox or playing the Royals, playing the Twins, playing these. The Yankees present a lineup that's a whole different ballgame. Is it doable? Of course it's doable. if you have guys that are pitching like they're going to the Hall of Fame, anything is possible. You could win the whole World Series. But if I'm being realistic, and we didn't share.
No.
We didn't talk.
We talked Diddy.
That was something. I don't think you would. Now, and again, by the time you would play the Yankees, you're in a longer playoff series. It becomes a much different thing. Mm-hmm. The wild card round. Yes. Having Skubal start game one puts you, in essence, mentally, halfway to getting to the round, second round. Mm-hmm. But then you're going to play a five-game set. And then you're going to play a seven-game set. I do believe the Yankees are the stopper. But I think you need to be careful of the Orioles. Based on, it's not the team you got comfortable playing. Reinforcements have arrived just in time for a push. So I'd like to know where people are at.
And I think a seven-game series against the Yankees, I do think a little bit of the pressure of playing in New York could kick in for a lot of these young guys. Never really been exposed to that type of that magnitude of, you know, the media and the spotlight. That, yeah, I think that could be the time where all of a sudden, you know, the clock strikes midnight. But I do think that the Yankees would be the team. I did forget about that, though, Mike, because I'm thinking, man, they just beat the Orioles. They could play the Orioles again, but, yeah, you're right. They were missing a lot of their players. So that could be problematic, but you could miss them. But I think the Yankees will put an end to this. But let's hope that the Yankees get eliminated early.
And I want to get the latest because I know, Rodriguez, you know, he was in bullpen sessions, and I read something a couple days ago. He was supposed to be back, but let's scratch him. He's not back. Let's just say you don't face Rodriguez. Are the Orioles bats enough? You played a bunch of tight games. I'll still stick with the Orioles take. But Rodriguez, I'll be surprised. Now, maybe by late in a first-round series, but even then it's a short series. Yeah, I'll leave the Rodriguez thing out. I was just combing for an update again, and there was one 23 hours ago. So that's on me. My bad.
But you know what? I do have a Skubal question for you, Mike.
Yeah, we'll do that next.
I'll give that to you next.
248-539-9797. How far can they take it? Let's talk about it.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
All right, so question of the day is in. How far can this team take it? I think we all agree they could get to the ALCS. It's not impossible. And again, even if you scratch Grayson Rodriguez from the O's, they are getting, what, Urias, Mountcastle, Kierstead, and the other numbnut, Westberg, who was an all-star caliber guy. I mean, that's four bats you haven't had to face. I wonder about, have we slept on them a little bit? Oh. But you might not have to face the Orioles.
Right.
So I want to know how far they can take it. Now, you had a Skubal thing, and then I'll get to the people.
So my Skubal question is this, Mike. I know baseball has somewhat changed, but do you think they could possibly manipulate his starts to try to get him as many and pitch him on shorter rest to get him as many starts as possible?
Can't speak to it. I can't speak to it.
I mean, I don't think they're going to go the whole Randy Johnson, Curt Schilling, where they just pitched every other game and just told all the other starters, go to the bullpen.
Can't speak to it because they're also trying to manage his innings. He only pitched 85 innings last year. He's approaching 200 this year. I don't know what their view on that is. They are also the team that wanted to give him more rest to kind of wind him down because, again, not even they believed this was possible, nor should they. The only people who believed this were crackheads who lived under overpasses.
Right.
So my point is, I'm not in a position to answer that for you. I think you answered it yourself by saying, I'm not saying, you know, Randy Johnson, different era, Hall of Famer, older player.
Him and Schilling basically pitched every other game in the World
Series. This is a younger guy who's had two catastrophic injuries, who has had the season of his life, and you want to be careful. I don't know the answer. I don't. I lean no. Right. But
because I'm thinking like in a 5-game series, if you can get him for one.
Rico's idea, you're going to start him 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 if necessary.
No, but, you know, with the day off, he's pitching on shorter rest. Maybe you can get him for 1, 3, and 5, somewhere in 5 if you need him.
No shot. I would say no shot. But again, the team is going to dictate this. I will tell you, I'll be disappointed if they got to use him Sunday.
Yeah, that means a lot went wrong. Well, in the next couple days.
I know. Look.
Yeah.
We'll take it a day at a time. They're in. Now it's just about
where.
Yeah. It's you versus the Royals. You're not catching the Orioles. 248-539-9797. Kenny, do I dare go to ticket text? Or is it just all World Series?
It's not all World Series. It's basically just a little bit of any answer you can imagine. I think the Tigers can beat anyone's, but the Guardians, how far the Tigers go depends on Olsen returning to his prior level of confidence. The sky's the limit if he does. That's from Jim.
Yeah, but if Olsen can just go through the order one time, that's all I need. If Olsen can give me 3 innings as an opener, I don't need him to go through a second time through the order. Or maybe it's 4 innings. I don't see a scenario where Reese Olsen needs to give me 6 or 7 based on the bullpen. Casey Mize, it's the same thing. Can you give me a couple?
Plus, once you pull them, they've known what buttons to push after they've replaced pitchers. That's what's been part of the voodoo of this year is the pitching just been lights out, especially in
relief. That's a full credit to Hinch and Fetter, because what they were handed by this organization was a collection of bullpen arms with ERAs in the fives. In the minors.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man.
I think the voodoo runs out. The push was taxing, and I don't know if they have enough in the tank for a playoff run.
Is it wrong I'm more comfortable playing Houston than Baltimore?
No, because you brought up valid points. Because recency bias says, yeah, we just beat the Orioles, but that wasn't the Orioles.
You beat Orioles light.
Right.
And that's fine. Not taking anything away from you. I'm saying in a chips, all hands on deck playoff series, having half your lineup healthy again, that does matter. That's a
major difference.
Guys, if this is a team of destiny, it doesn't matter who you play come in the playoffs. We should be able to beat anyone.
How do we define if they're a team of destiny?
I think this is the definition. They've done something mathematically impossible. Hasn't been done since when? How long?
1973.
73.
You know when it happened before then?
When?
Never.
Exactly. So I think you can start to use words like team of destiny.
All right. Well, then if it's destiny, they're in the World Series. I don't know. I'm not saying they can't beat anyone, but
LA World Series.
Well, if you're asking the question of how far can they take it, fine. How far will they? No, I do think there are some things here that are unsustainable. Meaning, you're going to play better teams in a playoff series. It's not the regular season. I do wonder.
Yeah.
But I don't have a lot of, there's no fear. I don't fear anyone in the AL if my pitching's this good. And the AL's not very good. Look at it. No. Look at the bottom of this AL. Come on. This is one of the worst wild card races in history as far as quality. It's terrible.
You're right. Based off of the information that you gave, I still say the Yankees will be the team that ends up ending this magical run. But the Orioles could as well, but you may not have to play them.
Right. It was just an idea of when you look at the battlefield, who do you consider an opponent? That your immediate answer isn't yes, we can beat them.
Yeah.
Yes, we will
Guardians,
beat them.
Yeah, you can beat the Guardians. Yeah.
And Kwan has been playing hurt for a while and then battling the IL. Lane Thomas went through a wicked slump. Their pitching is something. I gave you my two. But can they beat? They can beat anyone if they're going to have the voodoo, as Kenny said. So let's get to the people. We'll see what they got to say. Yes, we're going to get to college football today, I promise you. But the Tigers are a big story, and we got to talk about it. We'll go to Ken to bat leadoff, 97.1. What's up, Ken?
Hey, guys. You're talking about whether Tigers can beat the Yankees in the playoffs or not. Just want to remind you, back in the 06 to 2012 era, the Tigers played the Yankees at least twice in the playoffs and beat them both times. So It can happen.
But how is that talking about? How is that relevant to now in 2000? Let me check my watch. 2024.
I don't know. It's just history, though. It happened before. It could happen again. And yeah, you can talk logic. Also talking Scubo and how many games of, you know, pitch him in the playoffs. I just, again, history, 68 World Series, Mickey Lolich pitched three complete games and won them all. But that was a different era.
Totally different.
Anyway,
era,
just
Ken.
Throwing
I get
that out
saying.
For you guys.
Yeah.
I just throwing it out.
Appreciate the phone.
All right. Now I'm throwing you out.
Deep breath.
We're citing 1968 where guys threw 300 innings. Okay. You know what? That didn't happen. We're going to Jacob.
You know what? That's on me. I brought that up.
Jacob, how you doing, buddy?
You know, in 1945, we beat the World Series, too.
Jacob, I'm trying to stay calm, but my goodness. All right. What is on your mind?
Every round, no matter what, at this point, I'm going to be happy, but my celebrations are going to go up. If they make the ALCS, I don't know what I'm going to do, but if they make the pennant and even win a game or two, I'm running down Woodward naked in green jello.
What a visual. But Jake, it's not crazy to say that A, the hottest team in baseball, can make a run, and it's also not crazy when you have this level of pitching, right? Like, it's rooted in reality, not fanaticism.
Well, you know, the other team playing in the 1 and 2 seed are going to sit for a couple of days. I like the fact that we're going to just keep playing. And I think that that's key, that there's no rain outs or cold outs or whatever. They keep playing. If they can get on a streak and just keep playing and playing every day.
I think you're right.
And not have time for it to think about it.
I think you're right.
They're going to be good.
They're younger players. The vibes are high. The energy's high. Yes. And let's face it, number of these guys, they weren't up here all year. You don't have the wear and tear of a 33-year-old guy who's played 148 games.
Jacob,
I'm with you. You're right. You just keep the train rolling versus putting them on ice.
Absolutely, guys. Young and dumb, and you don't know any better. You don't know when things hurt.
But, Jake, let me tell you, factually, 1943, the Tigers beat the Yankees. So it's all relevant.
Oh, man. During the war? Wow.
Jake. That's tremendous, Jake. Thank you.
Was that the R there? Can we get it swept out to, like, be at the game and, like, you know, like, we're
100%
relative?
Yeah, we actually have Harry Truman throwing out the first pitch on Tuesday. It's going to be exciting. I'll let it go, but that's Rico's fault. I am blaming you for that. 1968, Mickey Lolich threw 700 innings. It's not 1968.
It's going to be a new deal for America.
They're not going to do anything.
Chicken in every pot.
They're not going to destroy Tarek Skubal. It's not going to happen.
No, I just meant, would you manipulate it so that you can get an extra start?
You're
if
asking
you
me what I would do.
Right.
So this is not receipts.
It wasn't 68.
This isn't predictive measure.
No, this was just two guys
I run
talking,
the team,
trying to get back. I'm trying to just cleanse my mind from all that Diddy stuff.
My answer is no. I'm not doing anything different. So. I am pitching him on his regular rest because this is a kid who went from 85 innings to now almost. I think he's at, Kenny, can you check for me? What is it, 192 he's at? 193? You got to be careful. The last thing you want is you push the rev limiter, and Scooble's a competitor. He will want the ball, and then he blows out in the playoffs, and we don't see him next year. You got to be very careful when you increase the innings. He's more than doubled what he pitched last year. They're already in the danger zone. So,
yeah, he's at 192 right now.
192. So, and again, Rico, the other thing I'm not going to do, I'm not having him throw 110 pitches. 100, it's not happening. And I have to be careful. Eye on the prize, no doubt. Right. But we've got to thread a needle here.
You're threading a needle. I would say I'm thinking more situational. If it never, you know, you're in that next series and you're down two games to one and you're playing game four, you could get eliminated.
What's my rest? Is it regular rest? If you're asking me to rush him,
he'd come back a day before.
Nope.
Okay.
Not doing it.
All right.
Let me tell you. But that's me.
No. That's
not the Tigers.
It's why it's called Sports Talk, Mike. We talk sports.
1938, Satchel Paige for 700 innings.
All right, Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything. Kerry Carpenter was on the morning show today. If you want that, you can use the Rewind. We're talking Tigers and how far can they take it. And Kenny brings up an interesting point. You know, maybe you do just submit to destiny where there was no discernible measure. You know, when they sat there at the deadline or even 10 days afterwards, they had essentially a 0% shot of this happening. It took a once in 50-year occurrence, you playing insanely good baseball, and the teams you're chasing falling apart. And it's happened. So is it destiny? I don't know. You're just watching it, and I've stopped trying to figure it out. But I don't think it means you just coast. Like right now, are the Kansas City Royals a good team? Well, they haven't really been the same since losing Vinny Pascantino. You know, are the Minnesota Twins a good team? Just kidding. They should be contracted. You know, the Red Sox were a team that they planned on selling at the deadline. They didn't buy either. They're not good. Are the Mariners good? No, they fired their manager. Like, I look at that and I juxtapose it with, oh, well, the Orioles are slumping. Right. If I take four of your top six players out of your lineup, what will you look like? You want me to vaporize Kerry Bonds and Riley Green and Parker Meadow? What would your lineup look like? So now if the Orioles are getting those people back, it becomes destiny versus pragmatism. Where I go, well, of course your pitching looked good against the O's. Here are the idiots they were putting out there. And the Yankees from start to finish have just seemingly, now they had a lull in June, but start to finish, the Yankees have just been built different. I don't know. I do struggle with picking you against those two teams. But is it plausible? Bro, I'm living in a world where Bo Brisky's throwing 100 and might be the best reliever in baseball. I really don't have much to offer.
Nothing makes sense.
No.
Just go
485-39-9797. You want to get to the people?
Yeah.
Let's go to Drew. 97.1. Drew, how are you today, sir?
Oh, we're doing great.
So how far can they take it?
Oh, they're taking it away. There's a lot of factors. You guys hit on it a little bit, but they have the best manager in baseball who's already been there, done that. They have probably the best bullpen in baseball. That's only going to get stronger with the addition of the Ty Madden and hopefully Job. And then you also got no expectations. They're not going to enter a series where they're expected to win.
Correct.
So all the pressure is going to be on the other team.
I think that's a great point,
Drew. So you have a team playing free, led by the best manager in baseball, who's been playing the best over the last 2 months.
I think those are all very relevant.
Tough task to handle.
Yeah, and I think the point you make about young players and no pressure and playing free, I agree totally. You're right. You know, the Yankees would have all the pressure. And in some ways, the Orioles would too. I mean, the Orioles, a lot was expected of them this year after a 90-win campaign, and they've largely delivered, despite their whole rotation dying and half their lineup dying.
See, I think the Yankees would have a lot of pressure, but I do think that with the young players, just the bright lights in New York, like reality kicks in. Wait, so if we, let's say you play them in the ALCS, so we win this thing, we're going to the World Series. Sometimes you start looking at the scoreboard and you lose focus of what you've been doing all of this time because reality kicks in of how close you actually are to the prize.
But even if, okay, but the whole point to Drew's point, you're already in the ALCS at that point.
Correct.
You know what I mean? That's an unbelievable run. And if you get to that series, to Drew's point, anything can happen. I'm not writing this team off because none of it makes sense.
No.
So you have to just, you can't act like it's going to stop.
Oh, no. I'm not saying it's going to stop. I just think that, yes, it's a great run. I can't explain it. We're having fun. But if it were to come to an end, I think it would be because of the New York Yankees.
Let me ask you a question. How do you deploy Jackson Job? Now, AJ has said he wants to get him in this series for a lot of reasons. Didn't elaborate from there. How do you think they use him in the playoffs?
I think he middle reliever type, maybe somebody struggles. You come in the fifth or sixth inning. Just a couple bat, just to kind of.
Oh, see, we're on two different pages.
Oh, what are you thinking? Closer?
He's my opener, or he's a high leverage fireman. When I got to have a guy, and let's say the high leverage is early. Let's say your starter, let's say Mize gets in real trouble. Well, I'm not going to my late inning guys in the fourth inning.
Right. That's what I mean.
Yeah, like there, yes.
So
when you said middle relief, I'm like, well, what is he, Kenta Maeda?
No. Yes. If all of a sudden somebody struggles in the third, fourth inning, come on in.
I'd love him as an opener. Nobody's got tape on the guy.
Okay, you know what? That's actually smart because at least for the first couple of go-arounds.
Jackson, give me six outs.
You don't know what his out pitch is. You don't know what his go-to is.
You haven't seen him. Right. You haven't faced him. Give me six outs. Condense it to a seven inning game. I don't know. I'm fascinated by it.
See, I would be more apt, if that's the case, I'd be more apt to put him in the bullpen, to bring him in as the closer, because no one knows what he's going to bring. In a high-pressure situation,
well, Foley's going to
be. We don't have any tape on
you. Him. Don't have a closer. They're all closers. Right. I've seen Foley close a game. You've seen, Henry Hanifee. It's ridiculous. Bo Brisky had a six-out save.
Anywhere between the seven and on, like, okay, here's the deal, kid. Keep pitching well. I'm going to keep letting you go back out to the mound.
I can't wait to watch him either tonight or tomorrow afternoon because AJ said he wants to get him in the series. Get him in the series. But if you can get him a couple appearances here, Kenny, Kenny is right up against that microphone.
No, I was just thinking about it. Could you see Scuba like in the playoffs going six innings and you see Jackson Jobe in the seventh or in the eighth? I could.
Michael Jordan security guard meme.
I don't know.
I'm fascinated. I'm thrilled they called him up. I don't know because ultimately, listen, only they know the mentality of this kid and what he can handle and not. You can't take it lightly like, oh, we're just going to throw a kid in his first three, four, five innings of the major leagues into a high leverage spot in the playoffs. But otherwise, why would you bring him up?
But see, that's why I said I don't know about opening a game because you know what? Watch the game, get a little feel for it. Somewhere in the middle innings is probably the best time to pick and choose to put him in there.
248-539-9797. We'll get more of the people coming up. The Jobe thing is there. How far can this team take it? It's there. Hey, if you don't buy what I'm selling you with the Orioles lineup, we can talk about it. We're going to get some college football going today because the how far are they going to take it? Well, we got to talk about Michigan and Michigan State. For Michigan, congratulations on being the Fort Service Academy. For Michigan State, Ray Charles at quarterback. How far are these teams going to take it this year? We got to have a conversation now about Aiden. We have to. And I don't care if five people listen. I don't care if any of you call. Rico and I are going to have a five-minute discussion about Aiden Childs at some point today. Get back to the phones momentarily, but we got to take about 7 minutes for some football. Why? Because, well, people love football. Kenny, music. Oh, the sport that Rico ruined. Let's get to it. I will say this with sincerity. I do like your hat.
Well, thank you.
It's very nice.
And you know what, Mike?
Team sucks, but it's nice.
The sport could be fixed. We can get into that at another time.
Another time.
If they really wanted to listen to me. But Big Ten power rankings. The bottom four teams that did not make the list, well, they still didn't make the list. So no UCLA, Northwestern, Wisconsin, or Purdue, not there. So I will give you the top 14 teams. Coming in at 14, the Minnesota Golden Gophers. They had briefly a lead against Iowa and then gave it away. Minnesota now on the road at Michigan this weekend.
Yeah, I don't know what to do in that game. I mean, the total's down to like 35. I'm not going there. Minnesota's getting 9.5. I was a little surprised Iowa ran the ball the way they did against Minnie. Not a good harbinger if you're going to Ann Arbor.
That is true. At number 13, the University of Washington.
What?
3-1. They are traveling on the road to Rutgers.
Yeah, let me tell you, Rutgers is about to give them that Brijol. Yeah. Hot and spicy.
Yeah, I'm starting to like this Rutgers team.
Rico's starting to worship at my church.
I'm starting to like this Rutgers. Now, they always disappoint. It was either Rutgers or Maryland. They both would always disappoint. Like, come on, guys. You can't be this bad all the time.
I'd feel better about UW if they were at home. But the cross-country travel is a problem. The fact that Rutgers just went to VTech, largely dominated – I this is a tough spot for UW, and I don't think they're very good. Jed Fish will get it right, but not this year.
At number 12, University of Maryland. We just spoke about them. They defeated Villanova, but
who cares?
It's Villanova. Right. They're going to be on the road at Indiana this weekend. We'll find out a lot about both of those teams.
Yeah, it's about a touchdown spread. I don't know what to do with Maryland. They really had no business losing to State, but they did. They haven't played anyone else. I think that is, for nerds, that's a fascinating matchup in the Big Ten this week. Because Indiana's becoming a story. And Cignetti, if he gets a chance to rub your face in it, he's doing it.
See, the thing that I like about and we'll get to Indiana later, but you're right. I like what Indiana is doing because it's not about just big plays. They just enforce their will on you, and you can't stop them.
That's because their coach is Christian Bale from American Psycho.
He is a little deranged. At number 11, Michigan State Spartans. Off of the loss to Boston College. Yeah, not a good look. A game that you could have won on the road would have helped you out tremendously. But you know what? Ifs and buts. You lost. You get a chance to redeem yourself. You only have the top one of the top teams in the nation at home tonight. I mean, that Saturday night, the Ohio State University.
I think they have a chance to be better than this, but there are two problems. A, the injuries are piling up, and I don't have clarity on who's coming back. It sounds like Marsh and Glover, yes. Everyone else, no. Aiden Chiles, he giveth and he taketh away.
See, here's
so that's the problem.
I don't want to oversimplify this, but Mike, maybe it's as simple as the wide open routes that Foster had. Remember when Nick Marsh ran those same routes against Maryland, he hit him in stride. So maybe it's just he's got more of a repertoire with one receiver than the other.
What part of his repertoire is about six turnover-worthy throws? Come on.
That's the other thing.
Yeah, that's called the ditty bag.
Yeah.
The poopy bag that they attach to a horse's ass. That's what they call them on the Central Park carriages. Say,
come on, man. Don't link him with
not the music artist. Not that.
At number 10, Nebraska.
I'm disgusted by you and them.
I as well. Nebraska, I thought that was a home game, that they would win. Instead, they let Illinois take it from them. They get a get-right game. They're on the road at Purdue this weekend.
You want a stat?
Yeah.
Last 10 years, they've played 8 overtime games. What's the record in those games?
I'm just going to go 0-8.
0-8. How many points have they scored in 8 overtime games?
I don't know.
0.
Are you serious? That's why you listen to Cash Your Ticket, folks.
And that's what you get for having an inflatable sex toy as a mascot. That Herbie Husker thing is a menace. Deflate it and put it in storage. Rico.
At number 9, they got the Floyd of Rosedale Trophy. Iowa, 3-1. They got the bye week this weekend.
Is Iowa a permanent hemorrhoid? 248. They just don't go away.
They don't.
They're gross. But they find ways to win. And again, they blew that ISU game.
Mm-hmm.
But they just grinded it out against Minnesota, and they can score a little more.
Dude, in the Big Ten, they're like Wisconsin in basketball. They just find ways to win.
I hate them.
At number 8, Rutgers.
The Warriors at a rarity.
They go on the road. They beat Virginia Tech?
Yep, in Blacksburg.
And now they get to host Washington. They are coming in at number 8. They're at 3-0.
Look, their schedule's not hard, right? They're not playing any of the big boys.
No.
I said before the season, I thought they could win 8 games. They're on track to do it. Got to get this game.
Mm-hmm.
Or Deflator over here, he's going to have him down there at 14.
Nah. At number 7.
Do it.
A ridiculous loss. USC Trojans, 2-1. They lose to Michigan. Poor tackling across the board. They get to host Wisconsin at the Coliseum.
Charmin, I thought Lincoln Riley's game plan was soft. Their execution was horrific. Look, Michigan.
His first half game plan should have just, it was almost fireable.
It is. And again, the O-line struggled. There are ways around it. There are ways you can play horizontally, laterally. They did none of it.
Yeah.
And still were in a position to win. And like Rico said, tackling was egregiously bad. So disappointed in USC.
At number 6.
Do it.
From Bloomington.
Yes.
Indiana, 4-0. Mm-hmm. The Hoosiers are 4-0. They host the Maryland Turtles this weekend.
Maple Leaf Missile, Curtis Rourke. And Cignetti is for the betters. This dude covers the number. This guy wants blood.
Yeah.
He doesn't. He is. Dude, he was running hurry up against Eastern Illinois.
He was trying to hit 60, right?
He hit 77 that night.
Oh yes. Yes. Jesus. I'm talking about the last game. He was still trying to score more points.
He's a maniac.
He's not about putting in your backups and just taking a knee. No.
They're
but
good.
Rourke is probably the best quarterback in the Big Ten that you don't know about.
Correct.
At number five, fresh off of their victory.
Do it.
Over USC, 3-1, the University of Michigan, hosting Minnesota this weekend.
I think they've got a high floor and a low ceiling. That's who they are. And the victors has been replaced by anchors away because they are Navy now. And it's how I said they had to play, and this is what they are. Now, do I think they can be a top four team? No, because they're going to lose 3-4 games.
Yeah.
But they're not going to lose to anyone terrible as long as you stick to this plan right
here. Stick to that plan, and I think you're also going to need your defense or special teams to either score or set you up in a great position to score.
Dono.
At number four, I guess we have to. They went into Nebraska. They won in overtime.
Whatever.
Illinois, 4-0. They get to play Purdue, and I heard something in the break.
Penn State this week.
Oh, yeah, Penn State. I'm sorry, Penn State. Evan said something, and, yeah, the fact that Bielema came out and said that the crowd in Nebraska is probably tougher.
I don't think Penn State's laying crowd. 17.5 by accident. Yeah. And this game's at night, isn't it?
I think this is so.
The NBC game, right? MSU's
so.
On the Peacock.
Yeah.
This is the NBC night game. Happy Valley. Hey, Bert.
Whiteout.
Better bring an extra bed sheet.
Whiteout. I don't like Penn State, but yeah, that whiteout. Yeah, that's.
I hope Penn State drops a bomb on them so I don't have to look at Bielema's face. Number three.
Penn State. We just talked about them. They're 3-0 playing Illinois. They had the bye.
Show me, James Franklin.
Yeah.
Show me. And go cover that number for people to cash the ticket. Do it. Do it.
At number two. They had a bye last Oregon, 3-0. They host UCLA.
We're just not going to know until they play the Buckeyes.
And then
that's where I'm at.
And you just named number one, the Buckeyes. They're 3-0. They went out there. They got it done, but they haven't been tested yet. So, no, we won't know about either one of these teams until they play each other.
No, they're getting a paid workout this Saturday, so I don't care about it. We'll see you against Oregon to figure out who number one is.
All right, that's your Big Ten Power Rankings, 97-1.